This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. That, of course, is the music of Selena Quintanilla, the queen of Tejano music from Corpus Christi, who was murdered in 1995 at the age of 23. Now, the past year or so has been a big one for the legacy of Selena. She got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last year. She was inducted last month to the Texas Women's Hall of Fame. The third annual Selena Festival in Corpus Christi happened last month. And this weekend, Selena would have turned 46. And there are many events all over Austin to mark the occasion, including screenings of the movie about her, starring Jennifer Lopez, at the Alamo Drafthouse, a Selena tribute at the Sahara Lounge, Selena trivia at the Dog and Duck Pub, and a Selena Fest at the Highball Austin, to name a few. Performing at that Selena Fest at the Highball is a Selena tribute band called Bitty Bitty Banda, and Stephanie Vergara is the lead singer and manager of the band. Stephanie, thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, I'm happy to chat with you.
What do you think's going on? What accounts for this sort of resurgence of Selena right now?
Selena passed away 22 years ago this year, and right around the 20th anniversary, it seemed like there was kind of an uptick in interest in her life and in her story. I think it was interesting that her family kind of waited in kind of a calculated and very smart way to start celebrating the legacy of her life until 20 years had passed. In Corpus Christi, they launched the Fiesta de la Flor at the 20th anniversary of her passing. And I think that there's just been an interesting uptick because it's been a while. It's just there's a lot of kind of momentum around an anniversary like that.
For you, as a person who manages and performs in a Selena tribute band, what has that meant?
It's meant a lot. You know, so this idea was supposed to happen one time, kind of in tying with this big Latin music fest that used to happen in Austin called Pachanga. Our plan was to only do Bitty Bitty Banda one time as kind of a kickoff for that festival. It turned into something where, you know, it gained significantly more momentum than we as the band ever anticipated it would. The feedback, especially in Texas and in the Southwest, Arizona, New Mexico, the feedback and the people who come to our shows, if anything, are proving the fact that Selena's legacy is alive and well and being preserved in a way that is unique and authentic. It's been really interesting to watch and to kind of have a very small part of keeping her legacy intact.
I've seen you perform and I've heard you talk about being a Selena fan from a young age. What has Selena meant to you in your life?
I have loved Selena since I was 8 years old. She was the first person that I saw on television who looked like she could have been a part of my family, like one of my cousins or maybe one of my aunts. She was on stage and doing it on television. And, you know, up until then, I didn't really put two and two together that I could do this. There was Janet Jackson and Paula Abdul and Madonna, but Selena was significantly more impactful and important to me as a young 8-year-old girl growing up in Central Texas. Selena was, she far surpassed all those women, in my mind at least, and I know a lot, in the minds of a lot of girls my age from Texas.
So why do you think her legacy lives on? There have been a lot of performers since then, but yet she's still sort of the queen of Tejano music to many people.
Tejano music, it's funny, there's a line in the Selena movie where they say, you know, Tejano music is all men, you know that. And for a long time, when Selena was at the height of her fame in the late 80s, early 90s, she was kind of the only woman who was doing it. There were other women, but she was at the forefront for sure. Being so close to San Antonio, which is the Tejano music capital of the world, I think that Selena's legacy, this is a perfect geographic location for us to have started a Selena tribute band. And we've been able to take this band all over the Southwest. And I think it's important, just in terms of what we do as the banda, that we play the music the way that her band played it. We try to get as close to that as possible. And I think that that's something that her fans find endearing and surprising when they see us.
How are you going to be celebrating Selena's birthday this weekend?
Oh my gosh, we've already kind of kicked off. Selena kind of rules everything around me. But this weekend, we've already kind of kicked things off. We had a sold out show at the House of Blues in Dallas, and there were so many, I've never played to that many people ever. That was kind of the kickoff for the band's Selena birthday festivities. We are also playing House of Blues in Houston. They've got all kinds of Selena activities happening. There's another Selena impersonator coming. There's a bunch of tribute bands that are going to be playing her music. That's in Houston on Saturday. And then, of course, on Sunday in Austin, there's the big Highball show. We're doing two Bitty Bitty Banda sets. We've got a great opener called Su Madre playing with us as well. I've managed to facilitate a proclamation from Austin Mayor Steve Adler. He's going to proclaim April 16th, 2017 as Selena Day in Austin. Easter Sunday, Selena's birthday, is going to be kind of our icing on the cake for this incredible, crazy weekend.
Stephanie Vergara is the front woman and manager for a Selena tribute band based out of Austin called Bitty Bitty Banda. They'll be performing on Sunday at the Highball. Stephanie, thanks so much for your time.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Happy to chat. 'Cause I'm dreaming.